Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are in London. Karen Grisanovic is a regular Monocle contributor, and she takes us on a tour to her home neighbourhood, Fitzrovia.
North of London's Soho lies Fitzrovia, a cozy neighborhood bounded by Marylebone Road to the north, the busily touristic Oxford Street to the south, the academic avenue of Gower Street to the east, and the quietly chic Great Portland Street to its west. Historically a place of scandal and the bohemian lifestyle, it's sure of itself enough to outlaw the use of the term NoHo to name its leafy streets. Home to architects, actors, film directors, and writers, it's been a foodie haven since L'Étoile on Charlotte Street became London's first celebrity restaurant in the 70s, followed 2 decades later by the late Fino and Pied-à-Terre. Watched over by the landmark BT Tower, a now nostalgic-looking 190-meter space needle built in 1961, Fitzrovia constantly pulsates with restaurant openings and closings. Close to London's West End, but not in it, it's ideal for intimate dining, especially pre- or post-theater, and it's open to all cuisines. Of late, what makes Fitzrovia such a serious gourmet destination are outcrops from the fertile ground of Soho's number 10 Greek Street, Portland. On Great Portland Street conquered London's dining scene when it first opened in 2015, with new English cuisine that featured colossally intense flavors served in perfect proportions, so much so it earned a Michelin star and spawned a sister bistro. Clipstone operates on much the same foundations of fine modern British seasonal food that is simple, pared down to its essential flavors, and bolstered by unusual combinations. Clipstone famously served brains on toast in the winter months, and it regularly sold out. On Warren Street, the tiny Honey & Co. crams as many happy diners in it as it can on its skinny little chairs and narrow tables. This Lebanese-inspired bakery of dreams is fabled for its Middle Eastern cuisine, as well as its unmissable feta cheesecake served on crunchy pastry noodles. Its sister restaurant, Honey and Smoke, is only streets away. Charlotte Street has a traditional swathe of fashionable and more predictable eateries, such as the Ninth and Roca. But I rather like the intriguing new colonial Indian restaurant called Lokhandwala, which serves innovative firm lobster, rabbit, and impressive cubes of spiced paneer. But you might catch actor Eleanor Braun, who starred with the Beatles, dining at Ragam, a secret little hideaway on Cleveland Street that serves unpretentiously wonderful Kerala Indian food. Korean barbecue has also been a stalwart for 12 years, with Koba tucked away around a pub corner. Wonderfully spare wood meets a glass roof as the center of your table transforms itself into a Korean grill, complete with a fascinating hose pipe ventilation. And they make their own kimchi. Nearby is the Michelin-starred Peruvian darling Lima, where the fig-dotted bread and corn cakes are so good you almost forget to order the ceviche. Of course, Fitzrovia has its novelty side too. From here sprang the Mac and Wild franchise of hunted game and whiskey. There's also Attendant, the public lavatory made into a literal underground coffee den, and the quirky good Bubble Dogs. Yes, that's grower champagne and hot dogs. Calm and sensible, uncrowded and slyly trendy, Fitzrovia is quietly chic. It has nothing left to prove. Whatever you want, it's probably here. And if it isn't, it will be very soon. For Monocle in London, I'm Karen Krasenovich.
This has been episode number 85 of Food Neighborhoods. Our guide to London's Fitzrovia was Karin Grisanovic. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.